Macmillan Audio presents The Parking Lot Attendant, a novel by Nafkote Tamirat, read for you by Bonnie Turpin. Part 1. On the subject of how my father found us a home, and I followed him there. My father and I are the newest and least liked members of the colony on the island of B. My first memory is of vomiting upon contact with the ginger-drenched air. When I told the others at dinner, I was informed that it happened to everyone. I was nothing special. No one has yet discovered the origins of this heady perfume, and the search gives my days a purpose that is all my own. The house provided for us is the farthest from the water, located in the deepest pocket of ginger odor, and contains not a whit of storage space. Nothing can be kept on the floor, partly because the house floods, and partly because spiders will crawl into our clothing and give us boils, or so claims the Danga's letter, delivered to our door after the tent's welcome ceremony. The Danga was initially unwilling to accept us or even see my father when he arrived a month ago. They were certain that additional people would only disrupt the equilibrium of the existing 20. As I waited for news in our empty Boston apartment, he finally succeeded in procuring a meeting, where they hid behind a black screen set up in one of the houses, and he struggled to speak on the other side of it. He asked that we be granted a trial period, offering my womb as a sign of friendship and a tool of creation. Later, confronted by my anger, he would explain that false promises were at the heart of every negotiation.